Hey friends, this is Natasha.
And Pranithi, your fellow med students. As always, the purpose of these short podcasts is to give a quick overview of some topics we think are important for your clinical rotation and shelf exam. Today, we'll be going over Flame Lecture 50, Dating a Pregnancy.
So the main focus of this lecture is to explain how to determine the gestational age of a pregnancy. But if you want more info on how to actually diagnose a pregnancy in the first place, please refer to Flame Lecture 49.
So the first step that you want to do is find your estimated date of delivery or your EDD. And we want to base this off on your first day of your last menstrual period or your LMP or your date of conception. So the EDD will be 280 days after your LMP or 266 days from date of conception.
But don't worry, we're not good at math. You don't need to be good at math either. Just download a pregnancy wheel app or just look it up on the internet and it will be a lifesaver.
I also want to note that this is under the assumption that this patient has a 28-day cycle and that fertilization happened exactly on day 14, which we know that's not always the case for everybody.
Exactly. And so the most accurate dating of a pregnancy is by LMP that is also confirmed by or consistent with a first trimester ultrasound. And the earlier that you get the ultrasound done, the more accurate your dating will be. Although if your LMP is not known, or as mentioned before, your periods are irregular, you do have to rely on ultrasound for the dating.
And step two is when you start bringing in that ultrasound. And the measurements you use is dependent on how many gestational weeks you think the pregnancy is. If it's less than 14 weeks, you use something known as the crown rump length, otherwise known as CRL. If it's more than 14 weeks, you use about four measurements that we'll talk later on in the podcast. And so once you get the estimated weeks by dates, such as your LMP or your date of conception, and you also get the weeks by ultrasound, you can actually consult the ACOG guidelines to determine whether you confirm the due date by LMP or you want to redate the pregnancy by ultrasound. And this information is super important when you're writing your one-liner for your presentation or for your notes.
Exactly. And something else that's really important is to know that once you have your EDD or estimated date of delivery, this is final. So this will never change based on any subsequent ultrasound that you do later on in the pregnancy. So if you do note a discrepancy in that size with the original dating, don't worry. It's usually just due to a different factor with the baby being either bigger or smaller than expected. And as you go along further in the pregnancy, there is a lot more variability in the size of the fetus just due to genetic or environmental factors.
So when you do use an ultrasound to date a pregnancy, a transvaginal ultrasound is highly recommended. And if their gestational age is between 4 to 5 weeks, you want to see a gestational sac. And so you measure the mean sac diameter to date the pregnancy. And this is less accurate than the CRL, but it's still valid. You want to note a fetal pull when you're noticing the gestational sac.
And it is important to note that if you don't see an embryo or yolk sac, this could be due to something called a pseudosac, which is just fluid or blood in the uterine fundus. And also note that it could be possibly an ectopic pregnancy as well.
So I know I've been throwing this word around, crown rump length, but I haven't really explained it. So now is that time. So the CRL is performed between 6 to 14 weeks, and it's honestly one of the most accurate biometric parameters for dating a pregnancy. And it's exactly how it sounds. So you take the outer margin of the head or the cephalic pole, and you go all the way to the rump or the booty in the sagittal plane. And, you know, once you get this measurement, the ultrasound machine will actually give you an estimated dating. So you don't really have to do much work.
And then if you're over 14 weeks, you'll want to get four other different measurements. So the first one is the parietal diameter. And this is just the diameter of the outer calvarium or the fetal skull. And then the second measurement is the head circumference. So exactly what it sounds like, just the circumference of the head. The third measurement is the abdominal circumference. So this is the diameter, the largest diameter that encompasses all of the abdominal contents. So things that can be seen on ultrasound are the fetal liver, the stomach, or the umbilical vein. And then the last measurement is the femur length. And like the crown rump length, the ultrasound machine will use these four measurements and kind of just spit out to you a date, so you don't have to do any work with that.
If you know this pregnancy is from an assisted reproductive technology, you don't need LMP or an ultrasound to estimate the date, because you already know when it was inseminated, and you already know if the embryo was a 3-day embryo or a 5-day embryo, and you can make your calculations based on this information. For an example, you can refer to slide 11 on the FLAME lecture.
And so leading up to the delivery, during the OB visits, we can monitor the growth of the fetus using something called the fundal height. So we can do this, and this is actually something that med students can help with as well. You place a measuring tape that can be found in any of the clinic rooms at the pubic symphysis bone and measure up to the top of the uterine fundus, so over the mom's abdomen. And this is measured in centimeters. And this is more relevant once the mom is about 20 weeks pregnant, because that's when you can actually start to measure the uterus better. And each centimeter corresponds to about the number of weeks gestation the pregnancy should be at. So if you measure 34 centimeters above the pubic symphysis, you're approximately 34 weeks gestation, give or take about 2 centimeters. But just note that this is just an estimation of the dating and not as accurate as an ultrasound or an LMP dating, just given that there are a lot of other factors that could be playing in play, such as having fibroids, having a multiple gestational pregnancy, the fetus might be growth restricted in some way, or any other factors like these.
So that brings us to the end of this podcast. We hope that was super helpful in understanding how to date a pregnancy. Honestly, during clinic, it was really fun measuring the fundal height, or, you know, doing the ultrasound myself. So I really hope that you guys all get the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and getting to look at more and more ultrasound pictures will help to give a better understanding. You'll get used to knowing what each image is as well. But thank you so much for tuning in to this presentation again.
Okay, bye.
Bye.